Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've
won.
Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
It's the
grateful,
Lord.
Grateful.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Those songwriters are flowing from my heart. But when you really know God has done something for you, man, it's hard to sit still and not say thank you, man. Because
yes,
he didn't have
it.
To do it. You know, we don't get nothing out coming out every morning, Monday through Friday like we do. And don't be grateful of the opportunity to come together, you know, like we do. Because I really believe in the word. I really believe. He says, this even in prayer, but let me transition this in fellowship to worship. And I really believe when there's two or three in the midst, he's there.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
We're touching the green that he's there.
Yes, sir.
You know, when we believe we come together, he is here. We didn't wake up and know he wasn't going to be here. We believe it was a point in time, a day, that he put us all together, you know, and he allowed us to come. And I just really believe in the Lord. I really believe what was up. You know, I don't even have to ask somebody about that because I believe it in my heart that he woke us up. To his brothers on the day, and he put something in our heart that we just want to get a little closer to him this morning. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You know, it may not be that we don't know what the death, burial, and resurrection. Can we believe in that? But then I really believe. Do you actually believe in that? Many times that you hear my brothers, that people quote it, and it's real though. The Bible says, "Behold, how good and pleasant." It is to dwell in unity. The Bible reads that. That's Psalm 33, the very verse. It said, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." This is what it's about. We woke up.
That's it.
Coming together in unity on one accord. Thanking the Lord.
Come on, man.
Somebody said, "What is the New Testament church?" It's the what? It's to call our baptized believers. Jesus Christ. We've been called out, baptized, and believing in Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection. That's why a lot of us wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, God, for another day." Surely, Lord, you made it a reality. You know what I'm saying? We thought about it, but you made it a reality. And we just want to lift your name this morning. We're going to become humble to the throne of grace with peace, love, and understanding of your Holy Spirit. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be lost? So we come in the humble submission, Lord, thanking you, Lord, allowing us to be in your presence, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for how you come in here and you bless our soul, Lord. The Bible has really been presented for us to be the way to present in our life to walk accordingly. But I learned once you understand the word of God and apply it to your heart, Lord, we just move a little different, Lord. Now, thank you,
thank
because
you,
that's what you did. You woke us up and made us move a little different because we wanted to be in fellowship with you, Lord.
Yeah.
We didn't want to waste no time. Like, you know, some do, Lord, but we don't want to be slowful in our praise. We don't want to be slowful in our coming together with you, Lord. So we believe in the scripture, Lord, that I was glad when they said, "Let's go to the house of the Lord."
Yeah.
Lord, we're in the presence right now. So, Lord, move. Lord, move, Lord. If anybody has some problems right now, they can't bear, Lord. We just ask you to bless them, Lord.
Let's
know that you are in this hour, Lord. That you're always before us, Lord. Lord, we come with a humble submission to you, Lord, as you move in the spirit, not of you, Lord. Read some of your word, Lord, that you hear people's voice, even when they're talking to themselves, Lord. So, Lord, whatever they're talking about, it's not pleasing to you. Remove it in the name of Jesus as you
in
move across this voice, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, because we believe you know all things and hear all things. So, Lord, we come humble to you again, Lord. Bless the word. Bless the testimony. Bless the prayer. Lord, we just keep praying for the one. Don't even know a way to you, Lord. It might be the day. Might be the day, Lord, that you made us encounter someone that we had to witness to. Let it be for the help of the Holy Spirit to guide the people back to thee, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you for your love. Yes. So, Lord, we pray for this nation, Lord. We pray for the Father, all the things that are going up right now. There's so much hatred is talked out there, Lord. So much of division out there, Lord. You said we have to pray for our leader, Lord. So we pray for everyone that has governor in this world, Lord, that you put a soft heart there, Lord. Remove all that hatred in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touching the green, Lord, that you put your people in charge, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit guide the people to make the right decision, Lord. And putting their own gender into it, but your gender, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to hear this prayer.
Yes.
Amen. I pray. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. My brother, sometimes you just look at life, man. You know, I'm not that old by far, but you look at life, man. Every time you wake up, it's always something, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Always something going on, man. Man, you know, I don't get on these back lines, man. But I hear a lot of stuff. You can go on these back lines, man. You know, you guys will be happy one day with each other. Next minute, they want to kill each other, man. You know, they'll pick up a scripture and then they start talking about the Bible, man. I just don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know, you know, cast pearls and false wine because the Bible says what they do, that they'll take it and trump it on their feet. But then you love people, man, so you don't want to see nobody to be misled. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Man, I don't never want to be that comfortable walking with God, just turn them on, turn them off like that. I just don't. Man. I don't never want to be somewhere and I flux myself in something that I got the one day answer for every word come on my mind.
Yeah.
Because you know the Bible said, what did you say before man? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When you had a chance. What did you say before man? Did you think I was down? Because there were certain people there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Could you want to be in the mainstream? Did you cower down? We supposed to what? Press on to the Lord of a high call. We supposed to press on because you know what, my brother, it's gonna come a time that every knee will bow. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And every tongue will confess that He's Lord. Now, I've been hearing that we said the same God. I don't know what kind of God they've been saying, but to the God I love. No, He's merciful. Oh, hear me, Lord. He's kind. He's loving.
Yes,
and you know what else He does? He sits up high and looks down, Lord, and look what He did. And made this earth His footstool. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. And somebody said, do you think God knows why God would allow these things to happen? God, I've been doing this for years. You just ain't read your Bible. Pick up the book. Pick up the book. I remember He told one young man, He told Saul to go kill everybody. Oh, hear the Holy Spirit. Don't leave nobody. And Saul went over there. He went over there and saw some cattle, saw the land, saw the maize, all the things. He just couldn't do that, my brother. He couldn't allow himself to do that. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for what He put in store unto the leader. Everybody, when you're a strong leader, you're not going to be light all the time. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this here. Now watch this here. When I say this here, it's not cosigned to hatred, though. When I'm saying, when you're doing right for the Lord, you're going to be ostracized. Look at Jesus. We've been reading this John for a minute.
Yeah.
We've been reading John and reading the John, we find out that John been trying to over and over trying to let the people know Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Messiah. He was the Christ. He came down through 42 generations, and we sit up here, and I'm gonna tell you something, Reverend Aaron. Much as we like to preach and much we like to teach, ain't nothing new under the sun. Nothing
That's
new
right.
under the sun. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't care how much you write and research, and how much of it. But when I find out things about God, He reveals things in the Scripture. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. When He reveals it, sometimes you feel like you say, man, I know I've read this. I know I've been over here before. I know I looked at this before. But you can't put God in the box. You can't put Him in the box. it's one thing that you can hang your hat on. We started out, we said, my brothers and sisters, so I'm going to say this here. He said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
That's right.
All the brothers in unity. All the brothers in unity. We didn't got so much now. One minute we said we don't want the women in the pulpit. Now they're all in the pulpit. Because they sound good. Biblical said they what they supposed to be in. The reason why the women that took over the pulpit, because we weak. And we didn't allow the women to get in the pulpit because we ain't teaching the whole gospel. We sit at home and tell the woman don't go to church, and we need to be in there before she get in there. That's why they're taking over the church like they're doing. Oh, yeah, I know I said something. Because it's different. We don't want to teach that. We want to water it down. We want to tell about it. You're going to let who run this? You're going to let it run that? Man, you better read the Bible before you start orchestrating things, putting things together. Because God ain't made no mistake. Man did. God hasn't. We changed. God hasn't changed now. Scripture's still the same. He said, there's a reason why he said that, Brother Reverend Henry. You know why he said that, Reverend Henry? What did he say, Reverend? Over here, Timothy. What did he say about that? The reason why he said it in Timothy, he made it plain that what we supposed we fell asunder. It ain't God falling, so it's us. He said it before. That's why a lot of things is haywire, because we try to lean to our own understanding. Nobody don't want to follow the scripture. They want to be so doctrinal like they didn't. Okay, now this is what he really means. But the scripture is plain.
Plain.
See, it's plain. You might not like it, but it's plain. It's very plain. You want to look at it. He said, let the woman learn in silence with all subjects. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor usher authority over the man, but to be silent. He said, for Adam was first. Look what he said. First formed, then he. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was transgressed. What's up with that? First Timothy chapter 2:11-15. What's up with that? They're not changed with that. We changed because they sound good. They humble. They moving. And some of us so weak because we ain't taking out our business. But then you want to go somewhere where they water it down. It's watered down. Trust me, it's watered down. The scripture ain't going to change us. It's watered down. God ain't changed. That's man changed.
Yeah.
Man, if you want to stay with the scripture, make sure you go with the scripture. Oh, it's in the book. Yeah, I know it's in the book.
Yeah.
I know it's in the book. And it's hard to hear. It's a hard saying.
It's a hard saying.
And I know it's hard. You know why I know it's so hard? Because everybody want to open up things to their own understanding, but nobody want to lead to God.
They won't lead to God.
Why we won't pick scripture to make it sound good for us? But the scripture is what it is. Now watch this here. 2 Timothy.
Yeah.
Now 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. If something I read was misinterpreted and misplained, somebody please hit the one button.
That's it, Rep. Yes, sir. I believe we fall short when we don't do like Proverbs 3:5 tells us to do. 3:5 will tell us. It will tell us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding.
Yeah.
You know, he knew it was going to be a time that men would lean to their own understanding. Because your own understanding will get you in trouble. But if you do like the first part of the verse, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with all your heart. That sounds like the first commandment, don't it? With all thy heart, with a, you know, obey him, trust him, depend on him, look to him. You know, if you have any questions, ask God about it. You know, if he's your God and he never communicate with you, something wrong somewhere. But if he's your God, Jesus is your savior. There's going to be some communication. So instead of leaning to our own understanding, ask him, Lord, which way should I go, Lord? Well, which way should I help me if I don't understand your word? Lord, help me with thy word. We do that, we do well. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, but in this, they lean to their own understanding, and they couldn't not see 1 Timothy 2 chapter 11 verse. They couldn't see that clearly. Their own understanding was in the way. Yeah. They could not see 12 clearly because their own understanding was in the way. Suffer not a woman to teach or to urge authority over the man. She can do it. She can teach in a home, you know. Our pastor used to tell us if we had one generation of good mothers, what would happen? Just one generation, you know. You know, a person tell you quick. A person will tell you real quick what mama told them. Thank you, Jesus. They'll tell you real quick what mother told them. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a blessing in what we say, stay in your lane. There's a blessing in to you perform what God designed you for. There's a blessing in it. Yes, knowing your place in God, there's a blessing in it. Thank you, Jesus. 'Cause 13 tell you, for Adam was first formed in Eve. She's a helpmate, but she's not the help. Somebody gonna hear me. If we, as men, will get in our role, God will give the blessing. Like we have say, we're not in our place. But if we get in our place, it'll all fall together. It'll all fall in line, you know. Thank you, Jesus. And the reason why is because Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived. This is part of her curse. For they, some like, oh man, that's kind of tough. But no, this is part of her curse because she allowed the serpent to beguile her, you know, to deceive her. Then she went a little further. It's bad enough when you are deceived, but when you turn and deceive others, that makes it worse. You know, it's bad of me to make excuses for my sin, but when I bring somebody else into that same sin, then it's worse. It's worse upon me. Not only have I led myself astray, but I went a little further and led someone else astray. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But God is merciful. If you turn, if you just return unto him, he'll bless you. He'll bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your understanding. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, Rev, I learned, Rev, Rabbi, I learned that there's a church for everybody.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about? There's a church for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And that's why we have so many churches, because what they want to hear and what they want to, you know, coming from the pulpit. You know what I'm talking about? And there's a church for everybody. But when we preach in the gospel, right, when we preach in the good news of Christ, right, we find out it takes away our gender and put God's in it. You know what I'm talking about? We have to take away from what God gives us. And sometimes you go to church. I know folks don't like to hear it, but sometimes when you go to church, every sermon is not an amen.
All right.
Every sermon that you go, if you go every time you go to church and everything, well, I say you agree to something, right? But sometimes, boy, if the word is preached right and taught right, there's going to be some times you're going to be saying, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir. I hear you. Boy, I know you're right.
There's going to be some times. There's going to be some times, and you're going to sit up there and you're going to say, Pastor, now come on, man. Pastor, who told you my business?
Mm-hmm.
Who should have told you my business? When I read this book, now maybe I might be wrong. Somebody can hit the one, help me again, because I'm gonna need some help this morning. When I found out, I read the book. They were going daily to prayer, right? And I said it like that. And it was at the beautiful gate.
All right.
I hear you. And the man was sitting there begging for on day and day and day and night.
Yeah.
And just begging.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, now they had to pass this man several times, but one day, he got their attention. He did this, he reached down and looked at them. He told them he don't have seven gold for them.
Mm-hmm.
He told them that. He said, but what I do have, and that's what we need, that's what we're supposed to express to everyone. Some folks don't get mad. Don't get mad when I say this. Sometimes folks don't want to hear the gospel when they down and out, when their money is low, everything is going wrong in their life. It's kind of hard to be lifted up. But we can lift up when the bank account is right. And watch this here, Reverend. And when everything's going right, the kids acting right, the wife acting right, the husband acting right, the father cranked up. And the job is good, you know. But boy, when a little hardship comes, it's hard to go and say, God, he will provide. Man, I can't hear that. He ain't provided yet. You know what I'm talking about? We get that bowl sometimes, right? But let me tell you something. The man sit down, and instead of him saying, no, I don't want your prayer, I want some money. But what he did, he reached his hand down. And lifted the young man up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I learned something, Brother Reverend, if you can help me with this now. I learned something now. When you're helping somebody up, you know what I'm talking about? And while they were down, that's the ministry. And we should edify one another. We should encourage one another.
Yes, sir.
Today might be my day, Reverend.
Well, right.
Brother Dan, tomorrow might be yours. And that same day, the person that passed by time after time, look what he did. He lifted him up, and the brother leaped up. The man started walking again. And folks seen this.
Yes, sir.
And he went on in the sanctuary, leaping and hollering and thanking God for the healing. He wasn't even thinking about the arms no more. But I want to put something in what he just gave me, just if you don't mind if I just say this. Yeah. The Bible said, man don't work, he don't eat. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm just looking at it like this. He wasn't able to get no arm because he was just disabled. But now he got everything working now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Now
he can go work now. He ain't got to ask nobody for no money. He can work for his money now. So I said something. Man don't work. He don't eat. Watch this here. I'm almost home, bro. And then folks look, man, folks like, you know them naysayers, you know, they sit back and they listen and all that, like, you know, how Jesus didn't heal. Now they send Peter and James, they see people they healing now. You know what they did? They congregated each other. Now, how did these people do this? He said, these people's unlearned. But one person said something, but they must have been walking with Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They must have been walking with Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The connection is with God. God, we'll be elevated if we be bold. How many times you been bold enough to say, I'm gonna trust in him? You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna tell you something, man. In this walk, in this Christian walk,
you got to
believe in the Bible. There's gonna be some time that you're gonna be the only one probably believe. You ever been? You ever been in some certain spots and everything changed because of what? Because of the nature of the beast sometimes, but here you is, you holding on to the faith of God.
Yeah.
Who you is, it. Adversity come up and trials come up, and you're holding on to the people are looking at us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
if you're
thank
a child
you,
of God, you are being looked at. People are watching you, Brother Dan. People are watching you, sisters and brothers on this line. People are watching you. What are you giving them? Somebody said, well, don't be watching me. Let me tell you something. That's what the Bible said. Let your light shine before man. Last time I read
it. It shine.
That means you're, don't you know, watch this here now. Now, this might not even work here, man. Please, y'all pray for me, man. This might not even work here. Don't you know the light is the life? Let me get it again. Don't you know the light is the life?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Once the light come in, darkness had to go. That's why you hear people talking about people trying to walk right with God. He think he did, or she think she did. No, I don't think I'm nothing, because you walk with me long enough, you know it's because of prayer. It's because I trust in the Lord. Because sometimes, you need to pick up the Bible. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, you need to pick that Bible up and start reading it. And then watch this here. Then once you start reading it, you'll start applying it. So like I said, He said, look what this is. I was like going back to this scripture, man. I love going to Matthew, man. Matthew 5. I love it. You know why I love that?
What's our pain today?
No, I'm just saying. Is something else you want
to know? Oh, I need to ask him. Oh, I got it.
I love going to the scripture because the scripture, it feels like we read Timothy a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Reading Timothy to make people hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Catch that later on.
Watch out.
You catch that later on.
Watch
when you preaching
now.
And teaching God's word and it convicted somebody, they either going to go or stay. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When that word is really taught and preached, right, they either going to go or stay. One thing I've learned, Reverend Henry, when you're doing it, because the Bible says this here in Matthew's, right? In Matthew, one another's favorite scripture, Matthew 5 and 14. You are the light of the world. Now watch this here. You are the light of the world. Y'all getting that yet?
Yeah.
We are the light of the world. If we say we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you are the light of the world. Now, that's saying a lot there because somebody said, well, I'm not worthy to be sitting in front of somebody watching me. But let me tell you something. Somebody might have known you from a long time ago and said, I know she changed. I know he changed. Look how they respond to things. Look how they do. You could tell with a person growing in Christ. I ain't talking about they say they've been doing it a long time. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about somebody really letting God use them, even in their anger. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Even when they want to do something and it calls them to yield to the Holy Spirit. And then look what he did. He said, you are the light of the world, and the city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. It's impossible to have the love of God in you and hide it. It's impossible to walk with God and hide it. What I'm talking about. Somebody said, yeah, they do. I said, but once you got the love of God in your heart and you hear something that you can help somebody with, watch this. You don't have to be a preacher to do this here. The Bible said we are all ambassadors of Christ. That means we represent him. So if the light of the world, when God allow you to say something, Brother Darrell, preferably with grace, preferably with love, when you're helping somebody, not into a condemnation that you're sending them to hell, but you let them know the way that they're going is that, right? But you let them know the way they're seen is is deaf, but you got to let them know what the internet part that's good to say. It's
yes, sir.
But to what? Yes. Jesus Christ, yes, eternal life. So what I'm trying to tell you, yeah, yes, once you tell them about this sin, you need to let them know that, man, you still got hope. Repent. Mm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do this thing for me. Ask God to help you when you are having a problem with it. Have you ever been there? Have you ever asked God for some strength, brother? Have you ever asked God to say, Lord, I need your help? Lord, I need your help. See, because when he says sit on the hill, that means you cannot hide this life.
Yes.
You can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
Some people try to. You know what Peter did one time? Right? What did Peter do? He was sitting by the fire one day. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady asked a question. Are you one of them? They saw Jesus being persecuted. And Jesus told them, for the rooster crow 3 times, you're going to deny me, Peter. And what he did, he denied him 3 times. But when he was talking to this woman, you know what she said to him? She said, your speech betrayed you. You are one of them. So he went to cussing out, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
He went to cussing out. And he still could hide it. You know what? Because
it's
somebody,
man.
when you really been changed. I know you're trying to be, you know, we want to get in where we don't fit in. I know we do that. We get in where we don't fit in. Because you can tell when you don't fit in because you're stumbling over some things out there with it. Do you see what I'm saying? But when you get with God and you connect to God, you're in the right place. Why leave him and get in the circular world? What I mean about it.
Yeah.
Why get in there? He said we can be of the world but not in the world.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Don't let the world take over us. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the world take us and mold us to do what they want to do. But this is how it's going to be. No. I'm taking all my stuff to the Lord. Now watch this. I'm almost home, y'all. Neither do a man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but under a candlestick, and give it a light unto all that are in the house. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what this is about. But there, you know, I love my little scripture over there. You know, I didn't love that little scripture over there. I just don't look over there. If I can say that, if I can kind of tie it with that Luke 22 and 31 and 32, can I just tie it in? Because I just love it. He says, Simon, Simon. That's not a cliche to me, because I can put my name in the very theory. The devil is after 50 like me. He said, brother, there. He said, but I pray for thee, for thy faith. But he didn't leave it there, brother. He said, but when you've been converted, go straight to brother. That's what I'm saying with this light. Once the light is in you, man, you are there to help people to see God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To see God. Because God, somebody, I'm going to get booked when I'm saying this here. God used 70 people one time.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did. He sent them 2 by 2 out one time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he sent them out, he told them not to take what? No scab, no purse, no coat.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to give you what the saint, when you give those people. You know what I'm talking about? I know this ain't going to sound right. I'm going to use this in another way so the controversy won't get in there. God had to spread his word. And spread his word, he had to use, like, human form people. Because a lot of you colonized people would not receive him because they wasn't receiving them in the spirit. Because he was telling the man that to go where we read the other day. He took some dirt, clay, and spit in it, and put up a man's eye. You remember that scripture? And he put up the man's eye and told him to go wash in the pool or salon. Now watch this here. They still stuck on that because he did it, and the man came back sin. They said they didn't want to argue about his parents. They went all over the place. But he told them people. He told them, I said, I'll tell you again.
Yeah.
All I know, I was blind, but now I see.
Man,
you can talk about all you can almost send everything you want to. I can see, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they struggled with this because he was the Messiah and he was Christ walking this earth. And look at this here. He used human like us. Help me, Holy Spirit. And go out and teach and preach his word. When people see, somebody might know your story, Reverend Henry. Somebody might know your past, Brother Darrell. And they see you there proclaiming the gospel. That you don't have the same words you used to use. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have those same thoughts you used to have. Because you didn't change everything over. That's why the preach word has to be taught. That's why the preached word has to be not only talk, we have to be examples of what we teach in the preaching. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why somebody said, I'm not ready yet. None of them wasn't ready. I wasn't ready either. No, was ready yet. But you know what I did? As I got closer to him. As I started getting the word. As I started trying to write about the word and truth, the change started happening then. Oh, I know I'm right about it. That's why I can understand this scripture again. Look what it said. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but under a candlestick and give it light unto all that are in the house. He said, let your light so shine before who?
Man.
What did he say? I missed that. He said, let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works. And do what? And glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah.
I know I'm right about it. They gonna know this came from God. You know what I'm talking about? They ain't gonna be able to say, I did it. You know how you go on them interview, man, I knocked out the ballpark. You know how you write the right resume and you put the right speech together. You did all these things. But Bob, you don't put God in it. What it is, Reverend? Some of us want to be self-gratification. Main glory. We want to be lifted up. We want our name higher than Jesus, man. You know, when it gets down to it, when we start being higher than Jesus, the whole stuff, what's going to happen then? We're going to start crumbling. You know it. You remember? They tricked Nebuchadnezzar. You remember that? They tricked him one day.
Yes, sir.
Because Daniel there. You remember that? And Cyrus then, they was wanted to pray. You remember that? He wanted to pray. And they wanted to find out, because he was ahead of we would call him being the president, and he was over all the government, and he was over all of them. And they were mad because he wasn't worshiping like they were worshiping. He prayed, and they made a decree that you can't pray at a certain time, but when you do, you have to what? Worship Nebuchadnezzar. They try to fool them, right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They try to fool them. But I'm gonna tell you something about how God does it. When you have the stern spirit of the Holy Ghost, man, you know what? If you had to walk alone, you would do it by yourself. Because you know what? God said, "I'll be for you. I'll be more than the world against you." Oh, I know. Look at the three Hebrews boys. They got thrown in the fire furnace. It was so hot, man. They got it 7 times more hotter. And as they were leading them up there, the people were leading to them. They died. But look at here. They never did die. They put on into the fire. And they went in the fire. They said the rope they had on it burned off. But then the old king, they looked off in there. What did he say? Did not we just put three in there? Come on, man. Did we not just put three in there? He said, but who is that other, the son, like the son of God? Don't you know God's not going to take you out of everything? He'll get in there with you, though. Help me, who's this?
Yeah.
How many of you been there? Have God and got that son there with you? He never relieved it out of you. But what he did, he got right up in there. This is the light God wants to have. There's no let people see your good work. And the good work can be for God to be glorified. Which is in heaven, you know what I'm talking about? And our Father, our Heavenly Father, is looking down right now, and He's pleased with some of us doing what we do. Did you want God to be pleased? Do you remember when we read that other day? Did we read that the other day?
Yes,
can we do that one more time? I hang myself up. Watch this. Can we do this? Did we get that? Look what He did over here. And John over here, I'm going to back up. You know, I'm going to move back and forward with this. I'm gonna be out of here. You know, look what he did over here in John 25. Can I read it? Just tell me when to read. John 8:25. I'm ready though when you read.
8:25.
John.
Amen.
8:25.
Talk to us.
Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood what?
Not.
Not. They understood what? Nah. They're not gonna say anything about you brothers and sisters. You don't mm-hmm. any trip. They're not gonna do it. Look what he said. That he spake them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, verily. Look, he said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father have taught me, I speak these things. And look what he said, and he that sent me is with me. Oh, I love this boy.
Amen.
I love that book because earlier they didn't understand. Then he said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you should know who I am. Then he make it real plain, but Reverend, he said that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he sent me. He sent me with me. That's what he said. The Father has not left me alone. But I do always the things that please him. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Can I get
That's
a witness?
Beautiful.
He that sent me is with me.
Yes.
For the Father has not left me alone. For I do always the things that please. Somebody said, man, you ain't doing everything you please. Lord, I'm going to tell you something. When you start really getting the reverence of God, when you start respecting him and don't want to, what you call him? You don't want him to put the wrath on you. Man, you consider your ways. You know what I'm saying? You remember the time, Reverend, when Jesus was, when John was baptizing Jesus? You remember that time, Reverend? And as he was submerging him in that water, and he emerged him out the water, the heavens opened up. The heavens opened up. And the book said, now this is what I read, the book said that the Holy Ghost fell down on him like a dove. And then then God spoke from heaven. He said, this is my son. Well, he said he is well pleased with him. He's well with him. He's pleased with him. Even before he started the journey off, he was giving Jesus the strength to keep going on because he knew he wanted to carry a lot of things. What he did, Brother Dale, he carried a sin. No, the devil, man came, what? We can't pay it back. We can't pay for what he did for us. What he did, he still went on. He still went on. Didn't have no sin. Didn't know no sin.
Mm-hmm.
And still went on and took all our sins with him to carry. But I want to tell you something here. Because he pleased the Lord. He always did the things that pleased him. If you're falling short in something, if something is harming you to serve him, something is hindering you from walking with him, what you need to do is ask God. You know, we quit going to watch this here now, y'all. Watch this here. Stay with me now. Quit going for man for every answer and go to God in prayer. Go to God for yourself. Have a personal relationship with him. And say, Father, I don't know everything. I heard them guys talking one day, and they say, all I got to do is come with you with a sincere heart. You can't jive God. I'm going to tell you now. You can't jive God. You can jive me, but you can't jive him. You can't fool him. So what you do, y'all stay with me when I say this. So what you do, you have to ask God for strength wherever you're weak in. You have to ask God for help wherever you're weak in. Don't you know God is able to do what he said he would do? Don't give up on God.
He won't give up on you.
He's able.
He's able.
See, well, y'all gonna jump on board with that because y'all know the song. Maybe that song didn't make. I would listen to the words when I heard that song. He said, "How it go? Tell me how it go. How that song go?"
He said, "Exceedingly abundantly." Above all, ask or think according to
according
the power
to,
that worketh in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He said, and he's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. He's able.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what I like the words, man. I like the words, man.
Yes,
I like the statement. And when he pinned it, you know what I'm talking about? It's a conviction there, because some of us say, well, you know, I heard what you said, but you know, but you really, man, I'm really struggling. But then, watch this here. You're at the right place for him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave where the help is at. Because one thing I learned, Reverend, I don't know, man, you know, I'm not that smart. Reverend, I might as well tell you, but I do know where my resource come from. I know to go to him in prayer.
Yes, sir.
I know to go to him in prayer now.
Thank you.
Mother
Jesus.
Told me that I had to trust in what Mother said. Then I tried. And I knew that, and I found that he'll be a friend.
You may get yes, sir. All right,
man. I find that he will be a friend.
Yeah.
Have you ever needed a friend? And you see, Jesus is a friend. And you know what I'm talking about? He laid down his life for a friend.
That's
and
it.
He laid his down for you and I. So you and I, we can all come together like we do. Some of us do it 7 days a week.
Oh, greater love.
Help me hold
greater
it.
Greater love.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Greater love.
Yeah. Oh, greater love. And I love this here. Now watch this here. Now watch this here. When he does this so he can get glorified. You know,
that's a difference
when you don't know. But when you find out, you find out the truth and you turn from it, you're not tired from the messenger. You're tired from the message. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we've been taught to always back your statements and your sermon up in scriptures, brother. You know what I'm talking about? It's a lot of people got the gift for the gap. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They know how to talk. You know, if you talk them long enough, they might talk you out of 4 hours. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But when you got the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit, I don't want to drive you. I want you to know heaven is your goal. You know, I believe this here. My wife just said, once you start getting connected to Jesus, this scripture right here might be just because you believe. But watch this here. For God so loved the world, what did he do? He gave his only begotten Son.
Whosoever
believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. To me, that stick home because I remember as I get older. But once you really understand what you have, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What you really know, what you finna get, what you really know what's finna happen in the by and by, man, your life starts changing. Is what we do. We start getting closer, help me, Holy Spirit, closer and closer to him. Because we know one of these old good old mornings, we going to get up. And it's going to be a morning, too. That we going to get up and we going to see there's no more crying. Oh, hear me, there's no more heartache. If you could ask some of them people to come back that went on already, they'll look at you and say, Lord, if you didn't know. You know, if you just want to say, man, I just want to know how they doing, what they doing, how they feeling. But I've been in the Bible, they said they at rest. Yes, sir, they at rest. They rested, man. They rested. They didn't rest in the labor because one of these old good old moms, the Bible's right. If I just quote it right, the Bible, if I know that's a long over there, you know, around the 13th verse, it says over there, something like, and I just get my heart with it, you know, it tells us how we're supposed to respond when time of trouble. You know, because they stopped some things, Reverend. You know, talking about Reverend, they stopped doing some things. And God wanted to get them back on track. And I love this part. Look what I love about this part, that we all got a part. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wants us all to come to him. You know, it's good that we do, but let me tell you something. Have you ever just took time out? Have you ever took time out and look what he said? He said, look what he said. But I would have you not to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, I got to take my time with that, sister and brother. You want to take my time with that? Because there's some people that we can't. I don't care how hard you cry. I don't care how hard you do all the things to try to bring them back. Once God transitioned them out of that body, they're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're praying to them, they probably want you to stop doing what you're doing, because the scripture said it right now. He said, but I would have you not to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so then also with sleep, oh, help me, in Jesus will God bring up with him. But this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven and with a shout, and what is it, with a voice of archangels and with a trumpet, and God and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's what he said. Then we are alive, remaining, shall be caught up together. Help me, Holy Spirit, with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. That's what he did. And so we should ever be with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what I love about the whole text. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what he wants to do when someone, when somebody's in bad, comfort one another with these words. You know, we're here to tell you, it's going, it hurts. It hurts. It really hurts. You know, sometimes it's going to hurt 10 years. Somebody gonna hurt 20 years. Somebody gonna hurt 30, 40 years. And I'm gonna tell you one day, it's gonna be a time that we're gonna all be together. It's gonna be a time that we're gonna get together. We're gonna talk about this. But only way you're gonna talk about it is you know him. You better know him before you get after him. Better know him before you get after him. You better know the Lord. And you better choose him this day. Who you gonna serve? Is you gonna serve man? Are you gonna serve God? See, you do it now.
Yeah.
Do it now. Serve him now. Yeah, I know it hurts. Trust me, I know it. I beg difference. I think about a lot of my loved ones gone. But I do know one thing. If I stay connected, I won't get to see them again. Yes, sir. Sister Martha sent us a scripture. I mean, sent us a little statement. Said, too late to change.
Yeah.
And then I guess we just read John 3:1-8. What's that, Reverend? John 3:1-8. And 13 by Nicodemus.
And 3
by Nicodemus. You know how Nicodemus did it? He came by night to him. You know, talking about, said, you must be the master. You know, you must be the, you must be, he's a teacher, man. That's what he said. I love it because Nicodemus was a man, came by, he was a ruler, right? But he came to him by night. And he expressed it. Can we read that a little bit? Sister Martha, thank you. She said, too late to change. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Too late to change. When is it too late to change? Only time I know that it's too late to change. Now, just me now. You understand what I believe in? Only time I know when it's too late to change, when there's blood is not wanting running warm.
Yes,
long that blood is running warm in the veins, you got action. But what separates us from not getting in there is we blaspheme the Holy Ghost. There's no repentance from blaspheming the Holy Ghost. But Nicodemus, we read, there was a man of a Pharisee named Nicodemus, of a Jew. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. But no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? Born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, that's some good stuff there. Somebody might be like him finna thank corner. He finna thank corner. We're going to keep reading it, though. He finna thank corner. A man be born again. Except a man be born, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? That's something. That's pretty good, ain't it? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind blow where you listen, and thou hearest the sound thereof. He said, but cast not till whence it come and whether it go. So everyone that is born of the spirit, Nicodemus asked, I got to read it, y'all. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master? That means, are you a teacher of Israel and knowest not these things? Jesus talking to him, brother, brother, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, oh, help me, help us by, and test that we have seen. That's what he said, testify that we have seen. And you receive not our witness? I have told you earthly things, if you believe not. He said, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Oh, hear me. They wrestled. They've been in all these schools. They've been taught the ways of God. And he said, I didn't show you. And now I'm going to start talking about spiritual things. And you wrestling with the earthly thing. I know what I'm going to tell you something about the heaven. He said, no man has sinned to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even must the Son, man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I know I can keep on reading.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him may be saved. I love that part. Because we all got access. All we got to do is believe, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, all we got to believe. Sister Martha, thank you for that. Because God is powerful. Change is possible. When you look through God, I read a little thing she underlined on the text. Right? She said, because God is powerful and change
is
powerful. And you know, and then I start thinking about is with man is impossible, but with God everything's possible.
Everything.
You can't limit God because of what you can't do. But let me tell you something: with God and with Christ dwelling inside of you, you can do all things. Because He's strengthening you. Yeah, so you can do crazy things when you love the Lord. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Well, how y'all started out by the women's in the pool of it right here. You know why? Because what's happening after, there's a lot of, let me do it like this here. Take, what was that first Timothy and 2? That's what we read, 11 through 16. Take that from the heart of where the church is moving over several years. It ain't that God changed. It's man changing. God has changed them times. We can receive. We can see God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have. We can receive that when we go to Paul over here. When Paul taught the church, Paul was teaching the church. He was teaching the tenant.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear that part. We want to hear about the miracles, you know, but we don't want to hear about the correction, how you need to walk in this walk, you know, we don't want to hear that. Don't give me that, because I don't need too much of that. But love the Lord, why he's near. Love the Lord, why he's so close. Let him stay close to you, my brothers and sisters, because it's going to come a time that you ain't going to be able to reach him. And when that time, get it absent out this body. Yeah, and then when he does his judgment, he's going to judge every man according to the deeds he has done. I read that book. There's two books he's going to know. The dead will be judged out of one, and there's none like the books of life. And if your name is in that books of life, you don't have to worry about all the other stuff that he don't remember no more. He don't remember because you went to him and repent. Watch this here, brothers. You know, we don't often say this over here, but can I say it anyway? May God bless you. May God keep you. Is my prayer.
Yeah.
Because we believe, even though we absent from one another, but never out of His presence. We always say that prayer is here. We have to offer up a prayer for one another. We hear it right now, asking if there's any testimony that can be done. You know, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Martha, we thank you for the kind words you've seen in your look.
Yeah.
You be doing. You know, we thank you for that. We thank you for you must be reborn again. You got to reborn.
Right.
Somebody, what you talking about? Don't be like nigga Daniel. I got to go back in my mother's womb. Now, shepherd man born by brother there, water.
That's the and the spirit.
You know what I mean? Water.
Yeah.
In the spirit. That's it.
Don't let nobody confuse you.
In the book. Jesus just said that.
That's
man can change all he wants to because he ain't got smart. But ain't nothing changing the scripture. The scripture said what it is. Except a man be born water in the spirit. That's all. We try to put so much on it and believe that Jesus died and rose. You know, once you get out there, and then he wants to lift him up. He didn't say lift Eric up. He said lift him up, like Moses did the serpent. Are we really lifting him up? Are we really lifting him high?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
That's the ministry.
I might have said
something, or you might have got dove on it, but I'm going to tell you, that's the ministry. Is he be lifted up? He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. He said, on earth, I will draw all men unto me. I'm so glad that I heard somebody say, come to Jesus while it's still time. Make up your mind. Hey, Reverend, how that song go, Reverend? How that song go? You remember that song, Reverend? You remember that song?
Unto Jesus while you have time.
Yes.
Come unto Jesus.
Yes.
Make up your mind.
Yes,
He will make your life brand new, for He will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
There's another part that just knowing Jesus sure has paid off in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, just knowing. Thank you. Just to know Him, you know. I'm so glad the Holy Ghost spoke today. So glad, you know, me and Brother Dara talking about being thankful this morning. And look what God did. Thank you, Jesus. Through Scripture, look what we talk about being thankful. And look what God did through the Scripture. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for listening at us.
Because
you know, he listens at us, and then he sends that old comforter to help us. Thank you, Jesus. And help us as we reason in the Word. I want to thank God for that. Never want to take that for granted. And God do it every day for us. I just want to say, God, thank you. Thank you for the message He blessed my ears to receive. Thank you for how He consecrated my heart and let me be open to whatever He want to give. And that's a blessing in itself. And just like Rev said, ain't always amen. Sometimes, ooh, Lord, help me. Precious. Precious. Oh, Lord, help me. Then it's amen.
Yeah.
Because if I'm getting whooped, I want to recognize that. I want to repent. And then I want to get back in fellowship. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Reb. How you allow the Holy Spirit to use you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And never worry about the time. You know, I know you're at work.
Yeah.
I know you're trying to rush along. I know you be concerned about the lesson. Man, if it seems like long, see, the problem is, the problem is, well, thank you, Jesus. Look what God gave me. The problem is, the word, we are creatures of time, but the word is infinity.
Yeah.
You know, the word, and that's why it seems like it's like changing to us. Oh, I see something new, but God is just revealing, because we are creatures of time, but he's just revealing us to us what he has in infinity.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He's like, oh man, I didn't see that before. I'd read that 20 years. But God is just revealing unto us what he has, because, you know, time don't even register with him.
Yeah.
So he inspired men through the Holy Spirit to pen this, but you got to be spiritual to understand it.
All right. Yes, he did.
Well, I feel
yes,
the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit. You know. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Whatever God got, just give it. Oh, thank you. And be at peace in it. You know. Don't worry about the naysayer.
Yeah.
Don't worry about. See, because what people don't realize, when we are teaching and preaching, God will let us hear thoughts. So be careful what you're thinking. Be praying.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know if I sprinkle a little perfume, a little love, correctly. Yes, sir. And that's where it is when we love the brethren. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you
for the word today. Thank you for the word today. In the name of Jesus.
You know, we again, you know, before we shine away, brothers and sisters, you know, we sung this song by Come to Jesus. We sung this song, Make Up Our Mind. You know, and we sung the song that, and read in the scripture, you must be born again. You know, you must be born again. He says, only you can get in. Be born again. Except you be born of the water and the spirit. You know, these things got to be in your life. You know, so don't get it twisted. We just read from the word. You know, and I'm saying that we pray for them. You know, we got a prayer. Brother D wants to pray for his anger, you know.
Yeah,
if anybody else, before we get off, need prayer, you can hit the one button, and we can pray with them as well, you know, as before we get off, you know, but let's start this whole day off, and some of us do work, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't need no prayer, you know, everything is well with you, you know, we're going to pray anyway, you know. If it be well, it's not, you know, to mind, you know.
Yeah.
And there is a testimony, if you have time, you know, a little self-testimony, we'll allow that too as well, you know. Brethren and brother Darrell and sisters and brothers, and the door is always open, you know.
That's what we're here for, to minister to
each other, you know. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for what he has in store, you know, in this day for us. Because we believe, we're just crazy enough to believe that he will do just what he said he would do.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We believe that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
we
Lord.
We believe that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
believe
you,
that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
We believe that.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe that.
We believe that.
Oh,
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We really believe that, and nobody don't say nothing. You know, we believe that He is able. Well, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. sir. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come humble, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that already been out
thank
there, Lord.
You, Jesus.
Lord, we always thank say, Lord, if something was said, something yeah. was presented, and but understood,
mm-hmm.
Lord, we just ask you, let the Holy Spirit guide the people's heart to have
mm-hmm.
a acceptable spirit. We learn in your word that if you don't understand the heavenly thing, because you're wrestling with the earthly thing. So, Lord,
yes.
if it's something entangling someone, let the Spirit
mm-hmm.
God open the ears and minds and all to be a steward of your word, Lord.
Oh,
let
Jesus.
It come to that, and not just be hearers of your word, doers of thy word.
Lord,
we
thank
just
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Father God, for the teach word, preach word, Lord. We
yes,
believe,
Lord,
that it corrects us, it reproves, and, Lord, it helps us to see you in a better way, Lord. So, Lord, help
mm-hmm.
your people today as we go in this day, Lord. If we try to call this life is a busy sometimes, but Lord, not never too busy to lift you up, Lord. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
And we love you, Lord. Lord, we stand
mm-hmm.
in a touching ingredient for our sister, Lord. You know,
yes,
our brother D's auntie, Lord. We just
mm-hmm.
ask you, Father God, to whatever the procedure, whatever she had to go through to go and take care of,
yes.
Lord. We just ask you, Father God,
yes.
to bless, Lord. Lord, we
yes,
know
Lord.
That, Father God, doctors can say anything. But, Lord, we
mm-hmm.
just found out that you, a doctor, had never lost
yes,
a patient,
Lord.
But, Lord, we ask you, cover for healing. As you cover
mm-hmm.
for strength, Lord.
Right.
As you cover
yes,
even the family, if we pray one another, Lord, for one each other,
Jesus,
Lord. Right. So we ask you to move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We
hallelujah.
Ask you to move on count of our heart, Lord. And we ask you to bless everybody that listens to the sound of my voice right now, that we lift
mm-hmm.
you up, Lord. And we
thank
you for
Jesus.
The healing. We thank you for
yes,
the whatever you have gotten stored to the procedures, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord. And Lord, we pray for everyone
yes.
that's even going to the have they going get that vaccine, Lord, that it might be struggling
mm-hmm.
with it, Lord. That the Lord that we
Jesus.
Believe is not of the mark of the beast, Lord. Lord, if
yeah.
someone struggling with it, Lord, let it be your will to comfort them, Lord, and give them
yes,
peace at that vaccine, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless this ministry that always lift you up, Lord. Always keep you in the midst, Lord. And that we always,
yeah.
always honor you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We can do
yeah.
nothing without you, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to give us strength in such a time like this, Lord. We love you. We pray for the ministry later on. They go forward
yeah.
with your anointing, Lord.
Jesus.
They touch everyone when they come in, let someone say, what must I be to save? Or how can I get
mm-hmm.
close to you? The ministry that the brothers are taking on later on, Brother Willard Dowell, Brother Tim, Sister Marion, Brother D, and whoever else, and myself, we mm-hmm. get on, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit move at that hour too as well, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit touch your people, Lord. Let always be
mm-hmm.
lifted up with your spirit, Lord. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Right.
Where the Spirit is.